Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
BSW.
A good song. Oh. You guys still talking about that other thing we were talking about?
I was just shopping.
Yeah.
Looking at the cool equipment and stuff.
Yeah.
Like that.
Just looking at some things we may need to use.
Coronavirus has got us too.
Well, if it comes into the building,
sure.
We'd like to still be able to do our show. So we're
yes.
trying to figure out how we can stay in business if this building becomes a quarantine spot.
Is this another coronavirus song?
Hey, this is my Vietnamese people. Peepo, my peepo.
Peepo?
My peepo.
Hey.
Yes.
On that Billboard list, they have like a bunch of funny songs about it. Were there any good new coronavirus songs? We need a good song. Although coronavirus, I don't know if we're going to be able to top that. Coronavirus.
We can do that story tomorrow.
Okay. I'll set it on top of my pile.
So at least like three or four of them that are worth playing.
Oh.
Well, you know what? The one of them is a repeat. Actually, both of these songs, the Vietnamese one and the Spanish one are both.
Oh, they made the list?
Yeah, on that list.
Yeah.
Because they're great.
All right. Although, you know, I always plan to do stories the next day, and they get buried under the stories from the new day.
I can remind you.
Okay. That'd be great. I'll put it on top of my pile, though. That's it, Vinny. We don't have any business.
Oh, okay. Good. Well, I'll put away my little Comrex search.
Yeah.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. We love to hear from you guys and do usually most mornings. And here's the point where we read back some of that stuff.
Right.
Speaking of the damage heels do, just think about the pain Prince was in toward the end.
Oh, yeah, because his hip was all screwed up and he had all kinds of joint problems. Listen, you beat on yourself like that for that long.
And what'd you just say?
Beat on yourself. You beat on your body. You don't take care of your body. You don't take it easy on yourself. Skateboarders know about that.
Yeah, we do. Oh, yeah. I'm so happy in Fremont with all this traffic.
Hmm.
Good. Well, that's good. It's nice to hear.
That's great. Well, every community has its malcontents.
Bryn is adorable.
Oh, my God. Bryn is so adorable.
707 says, Bryn's hot.
Oh.
Oh, snap.
Why? What did this come from?
303 says, get Scott off the air already.
Oh, people, they love him or they hate him.
You cut Scott off. He was about to tell you about Colin last weekend's audience. Colin?
Cole.
Yeah. He sure took a beating. I wonder if he's doing okay to this day.
He's fine. They actually had a nice chat afterward.
Oh, good.
Cole's a fan, apparently, so he got it.
Good morning, Alice brutal. Family. So happy to hear Scott. I love him so much.
Oh, that's very nice.
Cracking up about Scott's commercial with Joe Montana. Almost remember it.
I know there was no scene where he was getting thrown the football, by the way.
Type in 1991 Joe Montana LA Gear street hiking commercial, and that's the one. The weird thing is, I remember that Joe Montana was repping LA Gear, but I honestly, what became of LA Gear? I have no idea.
Is it totally discontinued?
It's got to be.
Yeah, I haven't heard of it in years. But it was a thing. Like, we all had LA Gear shoes.
They must have paid him
sweats.
Bank.
That's maybe why. That's why they're out of business.
They're still around.
Oh, what? What do they sell?
They still sell shoes. I see activewear.
Oh.
A little, what do you call that? Fanny pack.
Oh, fanny pack. I love fanny packs.
Fanny pack. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. It's
sports
like 1985 all over again.
It's
oh, I love those fanny packs.
I don't
packs.
Think those things are for sale.
Sure
I think
they are.
No.
It's LAGear.com.
Yeah, but it says.
Click
like
on the fanny pack. See how much they are.
Look,
I want 120
bucks for shoes still.
Oh,
yeah. No,
oh, those
thanks.
Look like slip-ons, too. Those are good.
Oh,
what?
Perfect for you. 70 bucks, Sarah.
That's nice.
Can't you just get Van slip-ons?
And they're hot pink and electric blue. That's what I'm looking for. Oh, if only they had like a lime green heel, then I would be.
510 says, I found the commercial.
Oh!
It's on our Facebook, right?
Yeah, Sarah and Vinny
That's
Facebook
correct.
Page.
Sarah and Vinny.
Yup.
Oh, this person's crazy. I can't read their text.
Oh, why?
I don't know. That's something about Tom Brady and Joe Montana. And,
all right.
And
you know, we make jokes. Don't worry about it.
I deserve DL tickets for finding that. LOL, just kidding. Good morning, everyone. Shout out 408.
Donna Leviticus. I don't know. Who's DL?
Oh, Disneyland.
Oh, Disneyland. Oh.
Donna Leviticus. Who's that?
Nobody. I was like, whose tickets do they want? Tickets to what?
Donna Leviticus?
Darbra Lysand? I can't.
Drake and Lizzo?
Oh, that's actually legit.
Yeah, I mean, Donna Leviticus. Is that someone from your high school days?
No. Oh.
My son is 12 now. While potty training him at 2 years old, he told me that his penis was magical when he realized he could stop midstream. Two years old. He already thought the thing was magical.
Yeah. Well, that's a boy for you.
Yep.
This thing's amazing. I think the whole world revolves around it.
Yep.
It's like a spindle. You boys and your toy.
I work for a municipality. The browser thing is real. We don't have the resources to get the latest technology due to government funding. That's why everything is years behind in technology. This is also a reason for our inefficiency. Mm. We mostly use IE because everything is so behind it won't work.
Oh, Internet Explorer.
With Google Chrome. Mm. I wish we could get more tech-savvy people, but no one wants to make $55,000 a year when they can't work in tech and make twice... Oh, when they can work in tech and make twice as much. No, I understand that why government jobs and why people who work those jobs are frustrated. Y'all come up against enough times asking for the resources you need and are told no, you finally start to say, I give up.
Yeah. But let's build that wall.
But my problem here is that I'm the customer going, I know you love to not know, but I need the answer.
Yeah, there's the catch 22. We all need these government services because it's part of our life and the law.
I need
an
answer.
They're completely underfunded by us, apparently. It's just misallocation of funds. I don't know. I just feel like...
Google's new motto. If Google Chrome ain't working and you Google it, do you really think we'll tell you to get off Chrome? I am still laughing.
Well, they're kind over there at Google, aren't they?
Good morning, Sunshines. The court and most government agencies still work in the dark ages, and Chrome won't work with any... work with their ancient systems.
Yeah. That's the thing we should
this
be mad at.
Literally the only reason for Internet Explorer, OFOC.
The government.
Lara.
That is a, that's really
listener.
Actually pissing me off right now.
Oh, I'm telling you.
All the money we spend on all the things that nobody needs. But forget it. Government computer update, not happening.
Well, I'm telling you, I was on the phone going, I want to pay you your $350 so I can get on with my life.
Yeah.
I have other stuff to do.
Yeah. What's your motto again?
I don't want no trouble.
Hmm? That's quick, too.
Because that is my motto. It's always been. Mm-hmm. Well, no, it actually hasn't
Since
always
today,
been.
Since today. I mean, it's
no, that
full
was,
on.
The problem is I was in a lot of trouble, and then I finally started to go, you know what I don't want? Trouble.
Mm.
I've had enough trouble.
It's about 21 years old, I think, right about the time you first quit drinking.
Yeah. I've had it. Can't take it anymore.
Looked at the bottle and went, I don't want to know you. You're trouble in a bottle.
Since it's Tattoo Tuesday, here's my story. My daughter turned 18 in November. She always said she's getting a tattoo when she turns 18. I begged her not to get one. A few weeks ago, she did it. On her ankle, she has a tattoo that says mom.
That's adorable. If one of my kids got a mom tattoo, I'd be like, oh, how could I ever be mad at you? If they got a dad one, though. That's it. Grounded.
Oh, really?
I don't know if I can ground them anymore, can I? I mean, the one kid, I think I can because he lives at my house. I'm like, what are you to do? Run away? Go ahead. You're 19. Get out. I love him.
It is so irresponsible for you guys to call COVID-19 a flu. It's more transmissible and has a higher mortality rate, and we don't have vaccines, antivirals.
Yeah, well, we're not a news outlet, and we're going to just make jokes and talk about things all day. So if you're coming to us for like your hardcore info, please don't.
We are very
irresponsible.
You are misinformed that about the death rate being higher than the flu. Please do your research before saying false facts and scaring people on the radio.
We did do our research, and it is about 3% as opposed to 0.5% or 0.25 or whatever it is for the actual flu. So shut up. By the way, we're totally irresponsible. False facts.
Sarah, you are a good friend. You should never talk about a friend. I had a friend who texted me by mistake, and in the text, she completely trashed my husband. I was so mad. I confronted her, demanding to know who she was sending that to. And if it was a mutual friend, I would have even been more hurt. Things between us have never been the same.
No, I can see why.
It would have been better if she was trashing me. Now I will never trust her with any real personal topics. Our friendship has been very superficial ever since.
Yeah, that's, you know, you got to ask yourself, is this person really my friend? Because if they are, I should be defending them and not laughing along with whatever thing is being said. I don't want to hear that about my friend. Makes for a crunchy moment.
Mm-hmm.
But too bad.
Vinny, have you heard of Sanoderm for tattoo healing? It's fantastic. You don't feel any of the peeling or healing headaches. You just put it on. Hmm. Nah, it's fine. I actually, if you get a tattoo artist that is fast and does everything in one clean move, you don't have, like, yes, there's a little bit of peeling, and yes, but I'm not in pain. Mm. It's the people who find themselves having to fix their lines over and over where they're digging into you and creating a problem.
Mm.
Those are the ones where you're...
I just can't imagine sitting still for that crap. I can't do it. I couldn't do it. I'd break a sweat. I'd start crying.
It's a trip. Yeah. It's definitely a trip. You wouldn't like it, though.
No. I
swear to you, there were moments.
I know myself pretty
because
well.
Because he had to put my arm back like this.
Yeah, to get at it.
And he's moving right into my tickle spot, and I was just giggling, but I'm like, I'm going to make it through this. Come on.
So you're laughing in, and it hurts?
Well, I mean, it hurts, but it was the overwhelming feeling was the laughter.
Mm.
He was too tender. Too loving. The touches were too tender and too loving.
And he's got to move his hand. He's got his hand right in there.
That's
digging his thumb into your armpit. I'd be like, forget it. I give up. I'm going to shoot through the ceiling.
And he constantly taps me to get me to relax. Relax.
Oh, that's like the trick?
Well, tap. He's like, you know, he taps me like, would you? Because I'm like, yeah, you know. Mm.
Must be such a weird thing to like be drawing on people all day.
I bet. That's one of the trippy things about, you know, through the course of, I guess, anyone's career in general, you have a story. But for those guys, I mean, how many people have come through where you're like, I'm not touching that person's skin.
Mm. Stinky people, too. I bet you
whatever.
People who walk in and they're just like, they haven't showered in days.
Right.
I want a tattoo.
Well,
loving Tattoos Day so far. Aaron Carter definitely had something weird going on because he and his brother were in the news not too long ago with Nick stating that he's like trying to stage an intervention or something.
Yeah, he's had the only thing he's been in the news for, like the tattoos day is the most positive thing. Like the guy's going off on this person, or didn't he have like a gun at some point? And then he got picked up for some. I can't even remember all the crap. It's all psychotic though.
According to this, Aaron Carter's parents are the ones who squandered his money.
Oh. A lot of child stars that happens to. Those bastards.
That's awful.
So wrong. I mean, pay yourself a little salary. I mean, you are raising the kid, I guess, right? But
I wouldn't.
Put the damn money away.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't touch my kid's money.
You'd cover your travel expenses or the things that you had to get them for this, whatever this career was. I think that's fair. If you needed that money. You know,
yeah,
not
I
everybody
mean,
has a job that pays well
and also
has the famous kid. You know, but these people like Millie Bobby Brown's whole family moved to L.A. and they're like, go get us fed. Feed us.
Yeah, I don't like
it. Out there you go. I know. I don't like that
story. But it's, you know what, though? That story is very true of a lot of athletes that come through college.
Oh, yeah. The family is depending on them.
They have more than just immediate family waiting on their big contract.
Mm.
They're all getting carried by
the whole family tree. It's about to fall over.
It's not... It's serious. That's a real problem.
Well, and then the average NFL career, if you're even lucky enough to get one, it's like 2 years.
And I know for a fact there's a couple pro surfers out there, and they don't make near the money that a football player does, but they're carrying tons of family on their deals.
Mm.
Dad, mom, extended family, down to their own wife, kids,
yep.
They're all on the payroll.
Yeah. It's a lot of pressure on somebody.
Yeah, you bet.
I don't feel like surfing today.
A texter just wrote in reminding us that you used a landline yesterday to talk to a Disney winner.
I used a landline yesterday.
Not well.
I did not use it with ease or surety, but I did use it. You're right.
Yep.
Thank you, listener. God,
thank you.
And then the other time I used it was a week before that, right? We called the last winner. Vinny. I use a landline all the time.
All the time.
I'm just like Vinny. I use landlines.
Vinny cracks me up. He's such an old man before his time. Why? Because I try to be careful in hotels where all the worst things in the world happen.
Yeah, I don't know why that makes you old. It just really makes you more neurotic.
I'm just careful.
Mm.
I'm trying not to catch your feces, okay?
Oh, that's funny.
Speed kills, Vin, and you save no time by speeding. Your fancy new car has adaptive cruise control. Love ya. Look, I understand what you're thinking. You're thinking, speed demon. The speeding ticket I got, I was coming home from being out in the middle of nowhere, north of Santa Cruz, on one. I'd just gotten done surfing. I had nowhere to be. There was no one on the road with me for me to pace against. I didn't even notice.
You were just going along.
I'm just cruising.
Prevailing conditions.
I was just cruising. The fact that I'd gone up to over 65, I don't agree 71, but whatever. Still could have been something that they went, all right, you know what? There are people shooting heroin in downtown Santa Cruz that we're walking past without saying a word to them about. I think we can let the guy go 5 miles per hour over the speed limit or whatever.
Or 10, 15 or 16 10, miles.
Or 13, whatever it is. Hardly shooting up in broad daylight in front of kids.
Yeah, but if one of those junkies walks out into the street, you're going to kill that guy. Can't have that.
Vinny, hold a long time. I'll be back. Hilarious. Simple, accurate, and hilarious. Vin. It is accurate. That's exactly what went down.
Hold a long time.
On our way to the airport, going to Hawaii and laughing out loud at Vinny's browser story. Well, that's our government.
Real life is very funny when it's told to someone else the next day.
Bam, Santa Clara. Oh, wait, here it is. Yeah, everyone says to act normal. Don't change your activities. And bam, Santa Clara bans large gatherings. I had tickets to see Mark Anthony for the first time.
Oh, that is too bad.
Well, listen, I mean, what's going to happen to my Bieber show?
I know. When is that?
May?
It's not April? Maybe it is May.
No, it's May. It's the same day as Bottle Rock. What's going to happen
right
to Bottle Rock?
I don't know.
Tell me.
I do not know, sir. What are you looking at me for? What, like I'm some font of information?
Yeah, someone put a mic in front of you. Tell me the answers to the questions.
I don't know the answers. Although, that's really never stopped me before. I should just make something up, huh? Yeah, I don't. You know what though? I don't want to say they're canceled because they're not canceled, and people will believe me, and then Bottle Rock will be mad at me.
You don't want Bottle Rock mad at you.
You're right, because I want some good tickets for that. Artist level, please. Come on, Bottle Rock.
Psycho Donuts came 9 years after Voodoo Donuts. You mixed up who copied whom.
Yeah, but I heard of Psycho Donuts first, so as far as I'm concerned, they were the original.
I'm a gay man here and love guys with 3.5 inches. Oh. I've always been into them.
Oh. Okay. That's great. Good news. Solid news.
Incredibly generous of you.
3.5 inch guys.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know.
So now Vinny's comparing small wieners to having herpes? That wasn't the point. I was
the
just
point
trying
was
to
finding
say,
people that you want
like
to find.
Like what you have.
And if it's herpes, like it. And if it's a small penis, like it.
Oh my God, Sarah, I went out with a guy who was probably the size of your thumb tip. Not even two. And she liked it. It sounds like.
Oh.
Well,
no,
I mean,
I don't.
You don't think?
She says, oh my God. You know,
that's not a good review.
It was sad. I did feel really bad. He was such a big guy, too.
Was he?
Really small feet, though. But big guy, like long, flowing hair and muscular. He's like, really hot. We have a song about him. But it has his name in it, so I would never do it.
Wait a minute. The guy that you ended the date abruptly as soon as you found out what he was packing, and you said just a few minutes ago or earlier on this show, I feel bad. I wish I hadn't done that. I'm a bad person. Yeah. You also wrote a song about it?
Well, I didn't exactly write it, but, you know, John knew the story.
It wrote itself.
It wrote itself. I couldn't help it. Yeah. We are out of time.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Vinny. We have a big announcement coming up at 10 o'clock.
Oh, we do?
Uh-huh. Well, we didn't tell you early because it was like, what do they call it? Embargoed?
Embargoed.
And whatever. Until 10 a.m. But there's a big deal coming up. And can I say that what we have?
No.
Oh, okay. Never mind then. It's embargoed until 10 a.m. 10 o'clock, though. Just a couple minutes from now. We are making a huge announcement. You should be here at Alice all day long anyway, but at 10 o'clock, we'll be back. We're coming back in just a second.
Should I practice what I'm going to say? Maybe you should tell me what's coming up.
We're going to go off the air right now. Uh-huh. So this is sort of our goodbye, and then I'm going to hand you the paper, and then you can practice right up until 10 o'clock when we do the announcement.
So you have the paper?
I do. I know, it's exciting. It is actually. It's a big announcement with all kinds of information that people are going to need.
Big day here at Alice. We're announcing things.
Yes, 10 o'clock, just a couple minutes from now. And then other than that, we'll see you on hump day.
You're pregnant.
It is not that I'm pregnant. It has nothing to do with us.
Was that close?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, 10 o'clock. Don't keep guessing. Let's just, okay, it's over.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.